This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Through education, motivation, and implementation, we will bridge the gap between knowing and doing so we can master fat loss naturally and help you reach your highest potential. Let's get started. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. And to those of you that are in the United States and are celebrating Thanksgiving, happy Thanksgiving. I hope you are having a really fantastic day. Whether you celebrate Thanksgiving or not, I want to take the opportunity to share how thankful I am for every single one of you. And that is because you make this show possible. It is reaching out to me with your questions, with your comments, with your struggles, participating in the conversation around different episodes, sending me your ideas, joining the Fat Loss Fast Tracks or attending Ascend, whatever level of interaction we have. Even if you've never emailed me but you listen to the show, none of this would be possible without the community that we have created here of people who are collectively trying to live life more fully and to live up to our own unique potential. And I've shared often the story of being in middle school at some point and crying on my bed because I was very overweight and I had to go school uniform shopping. And I went with my sister, and everything fit her perfectly, right? Because she was a beanpole, tall and thin, and nothing fit me. And I went to Catholic school where the kilts had to wrap around, right? So it wasn't like a pair of pants that you had to pull on and button up. It was a kilt that wrapped around your body. And like, you know, have you ever tried to wrap yourself in a towel that's too small? That's what it felt like for me to go uniform shopping every year. And I was mortified, and I was embarrassed, and it was always such a sad and frustrating process for me. And I remember the school year was about to start, and I was sitting on my bed with my mom and my aunt. Forgive me for those of you that have heard this story, but it's where so much of my gratitude comes from for you. I was sitting on my bed crying, and my mom and my aunt were both telling me, you can reinvent yourself. You can be whoever and whatever you want to be. So where you are now is not in any way reflective of where you'll end up. And you can go into the school year with your personality how you want it to be. You can be outgoing and kind and gregarious and this, you know, the social butterfly, or you can be withdrawn and shy and self-conscious, but that's a choice that you make. And you can choose to stay at this weight or to lose weight or to gain weight, but you can reinvent yourself. And, you know, I don't think that I could see all the nuances of that message. And I don't think I could see the hope in that message. And I think at that moment, what I probably heard and took away from it was judgment and frustration and feeling really lost. Like, I don't know how to be anywhere other than where I am now. But I sat there on my bed, and I was probably 12 years old, and crying my eyes out, ugly cry style, wanting to hide from the world, I said, I am going to figure this out, and then I'm going to help other people do the same. And every day I live that dream now, which blows my mind. But the important message that I'm trying to get across today through my crazy, sad, pathetic story is that wouldn't be possible without you. Without you showing up and listening to this podcast when you could be watching Real Housewives, or you could be sleeping in, or you could be listening to the radio. Showing up here, reaching out for help when you need it, investing in yourself, whether it's investing time in listening to the podcast or time in listening to the blog or time and money in the Fat Loss Fast Tracks or anything in between. None of this would be possible without you. So as I celebrate Thanksgiving today, you guys are so high on my list. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Today is going to be a bit of a motivational mini-sode, even though I just did a little five-minute cry fest on why I'm so thankful for all of you. Before we dive into today's message, I want to ask again, my goal for the end of this year I've shared with you guys is to get 1,000 five-star reviews of this podcast in iTunes, a goal that I cannot reach without you. If you have not yet taken a minute to leave a rating and review, if you found this podcast helpful, if it's been a tool in your life that you appreciate, if you would take just 30 seconds out of your day to do that, it would mean the world to me. If you aren't sure how, I have a how-to link over on primalpotential.com right on the show notes for this episode under where it says resources. Thank you so much to all of you who have. I am so confident we are going to meet this goal. Again, I couldn't do it without you. And if you're thinking you don't deserve a five-star review, I would love to hear from you. Please, you have my open invitation and my request to email me, elizabeth@primalpotential.com, and tell me how I can make this podcast better so that it is more valuable to you. All right, let's dive in. We have just under 6 weeks left in the year. And I've heard a bunch of people talking about how they just can't wait for 2018 to get here because 2017 hasn't been what they thought it would be. I've heard this at the gym. I've heard this in line at the bank. I've overheard I've seen conversations about this within my fat loss fast track groups. Oh gosh, is it 2018 yet? 2017 hasn't been what I thought it would be. We still have so much opportunity in 2017. I don't want you guys to write off one day. Never mind 6 weeks. You can crush this. We can crush this. And it doesn't mean that we need to go on a crash diet and be perfect for the 6 weeks. In fact, please don't do that. Please don't do that. I'm not saying, all right, Thanksgiving dinner's over, put your fork down, you're done. No. But what you can do is go into 2018 with tons of momentum by taking full advantage of the rest of 2017. How many of you guys saw the 2017 Super Bowl game? The Pats were pretty much dead. Everyone thought they had lost the game. They sucked in the first three quarters. They were buried. They didn't show up. And then they rallied, not even in the last quarter, in like the last half of the last quarter. And you can do that in this year. Do not just write it off if you didn't make the kind of progress that you intended to make, if you thought you'd be in a better place this year than you actually are. Look, it's not done yet. You can make major moves without perfection in the next 6 weeks. If you tell yourself, come 2018, I'm going to get serious. I'm going to change. I'm going to work out. I've got a plan. I'm going to get really, you know, nitty gritty about nutrition. I believe that you mean it. But here's the problem. When nothing changes, nothing changes. And on the one hand, you are saying, yes, I will change my behavior come 2018. The reality is that is no different than saying you're going to change on Monday or tomorrow or after the first of the month or when the kids go back to school or when vacation is over. So when you say, come 2018, I'm going to get serious after the holidays, you are choosing the perspective of not today, I'll do it later. And for as long as that is your choice, it's going to continue to be your pattern. No matter when you start, it will be your pattern still in 2018. It's going to be the first Monday, right? And then maybe you'll have a great few weeks, but then it's maybe Valentine's Day or it's a weekend or it's a birthday party. For as long as you choose to defer and choose to pick a point in the future at which you will start, that will always be your pattern. You'll be picking up the goal marker and throwing it down the field. And then when you get to it, you'll pick it up and you'll throw it again. That is the pattern that we have to change. We have to change the pattern right now, today, as soon as you hear my voice, not when you finish off the candy, not when the leftovers are gone, not when the pie is gone, not when Monday comes, right now, as you hear my voice, no more of this pattern of tomorrow or next week or after I finish the ice cream. No more fresh starts on Monday or the first of the month or the first of the year when the kids go back to school. The only thing we choose is now. And it's not about perfection, but rather attention. That is the primary shift I want you to practice, and then practice again and again, and then practice some more. And after you're done practicing, practice. That is the perspective I want you to practice as you notice your attention going to later, whether that later is tomorrow, Monday, next week, the first of the year, after Christmas, after the family leaves town. Redirect. Know now. What is the best choice I can make right now? Not an argument for perfection, but an argument for presence. I will not defer. I don't have to be perfect, but I will not pick up the goalpost and throw it down the field. There is no future point in time that I am waiting for. Right here, I'm here. This is when I will act. Start in this moment. Keep telling yourself, I start in this moment. This is it. I keep starting. That is the first change. Not when the leftovers are gone. You can make great choices today. You can make great choices right now. Even with a house full of leftovers, you can eat when you're hungry and avoid eating when you're not hungry. Just for today, even with all the leftovers in the house, even with the family in town or you out of town or on an airplane, you can follow the golden rules of carbs and fat loss. You can have the mashed potatoes at dinner instead of snacking on them and grabbing a forkful every time you walk through the kitchen. You can practice. You can begin today. You had dessert yesterday. It doesn't taste better today. You've already experienced it. You can decide not today. You can do your work today. And part of your work today is not pointing at a future point in time as when you begin. We begin in every single moment. That notion of tomorrow, that notion of anytime but now, some other time, just not now. I'm not doing it now, I'm doing it later. That mindset is a huge obstacle to success. Because if you choose that mindset now, you're going to create a pattern of choosing that mindset, and you will choose it again. We want to break that pattern. Another pattern I want to draw your attention to so that you don't unknowingly keep living it, especially in these last 6 weeks of the year, that we're determined to make meaningful and amazing and sustainable changes, that pattern I want to draw your attention to is playing to avoid losing instead of playing to win. Playing to avoid losing instead of playing to win. Let's break it down so we're all on the same page here. There is a huge difference between playing to win and playing to avoid losing. And when we aren't getting results or we aren't doing whatever our work is consistently, when we're inconsistent, when we're frustrated, we are usually playing to avoid losing instead of playing to win. Let's think about this first in context of your job. I think that's an easy place to start. When it comes to your job, your career, your work, playing to avoid losing is approaching your job on defense, protecting yourself, doing the least you can to get by. You don't want to get fired, so you do what you're told, you show up when you're supposed to, you do what you're supposed to do, and you play it safe. That looks very different from playing to win in your job. In that case, when you're playing to win, you're on offense. You're going over and above. You want to learn more, help more, connect more. You are seeking opportunities to grow and to prove yourself. These two approaches are both related to your job, and they both require effort. And so sometimes we just check the box of effort when that effort might not be aligned with where we want to go. Yes, effort is involved in both, but they produce dramatically different outcomes, and they require dramatically different mindsets. The mindset of playing to win comes with excitement and focus and motivation and looking for solutions and opportunities. But playing to avoid losing, that mindset comes with a sense of dread and obligation and frustration and scarcity. And this extends into our lives. Think about relationships. In a relationship, when we are playing to avoid losing instead of playing to win, when we're playing to avoid losing, we're doing the least we can. Yeah, we don't make any big grievances. We don't lie. We don't cheat. We have sex every once in a while because, you know, you don't want to cause any problems. You're on defense. But in a relationship, when you are playing to win, You're trying. You're putting in intentional pursuit. You're on offense. You're looking for ways to connect, to have fun, to get to know each other, to build trust. Though they are related, they produce very different outcomes and have very different mindsets. This is also true when it comes to our goals, whether it's fat loss or fitness or nutrition. Most people are playing to avoid losing. They're trying to avoid the binge. They're trying to make a decent choice. They're on defense. But playing to win is very different. What does it look like playing to win when it comes to your fat loss or your fitness or your health goals? What does it look like to go on offense and try to win? When we're doing that, we're looking for ways to make progress. We're looking for an opportunity to create consistency day after day. We are taking full advantage of every moment because we know it matters. We're not pushing off until tomorrow. We're doing our best versus doing the minimum amount you can do to avoid catastrophic damage. Sit down for a minute and ask yourself, what would it look like if I play to win for the rest of 2017? Alternatively, I would also ask you, what does it look like if for the rest of 2017 you just try to avoid losing? And which approach makes the most sense for you? For me, playing to win, I then have to ask, okay, in what category? Am I talking business? Am I talking relationships? Am I talking health, fat loss, what? And then I'm going to get specific about, okay, playing to avoid losing is like, don't binge or, you know, don't skip your workouts. But playing to win is about what's my best choice? What's going to make me feel amazing? Where do I need to create consistency and how can I do that today? Answer for yourself, what will it look like for the next 6 weeks if I play to win? And then every morning when you wake up, how can I win this day? In what area does it really matter that I win? Put effort forth, go on offense and take control? And how will I do that? But don't get caught in strategizing, right? Don't get caught in I'm just a planner. Ask yourself what it looks like to win and then act on it. And do the same thing tomorrow. Do not convince yourself that this is an argument for perfectionism. That's a perspective and it's not the right one. It's an argument for being purposeful, intentional, making choices that make you feel your best and move you towards your goals instead of deferring until tomorrow because today isn't a perfect day for you. It doesn't have to be a perfect day for you. It doesn't have to be an ideal day. It likely won't ever be an ideal day. And it is still possible to win and create momentum. How can you win the day? How will you win the year? How will you go on offense? It is going to fly by. One final strategy I want to talk to you about as we think about how we can make the most of the six full, powerful weeks remaining in 2017. It comes from a quote I saw in Tim Ferriss's new book, Tribe of Mentors, and I'm paraphrasing it a little bit. It says, you have to distinguish between an opportunity to be seized and a temptation to be resisted. You have to distinguish between an opportunity to be seized and a temptation to be resisted. I love this so much, especially because it is a great filter through which to see a choice. I'm sitting at a bar and I'm considering whether or not I should order a drink. Okay, whatever drink I'm considering, is this an opportunity to be seized or a temptation to be resisted? If I'm just sitting at a regular bar I've been to a million times and I'm like, should I have tequila and lime or not? Is it an opportunity to be seized or a temptation to be resisted? Look, if this isn't some special drink that I've never had that's totally worth it, oh my gosh, I'm at this craft cocktail bar and I've never seen this before, that might be an opportunity to be seized. But otherwise, it's very likely a temptation to be resisted, right? Simple. Choose and move on. Don't spend 30 minutes thinking it through. Give yourself 2 seconds to make the choice and move on. For example, the alarm goes off the day after Thanksgiving and you had planned to get up early and go to the gym, but you want to stay in bed.
Is this an opportunity to be seized or a temptation to be resisted? Don't sit there and be like, well, maybe it's an opportunity because it's a day off and I'm tired and sleep is important, but maybe it's temptation because I should really work out. Look, make the choice, decide, commit, move on. Opportunity to be seized or temptation to be resisted. As we get closer to December and New Year's, there'll be tons of opportunities to practice this. And every temptation won't be an opportunity. And every opportunity won't be a temptation. But create the habit of asking that question. Whatever you do, do not fall into the trap of being a map maker but not a traveler. Being a map maker but not a traveler is plan, strategize, screw the plan, do what you want. That is somebody who is a skilled map maker but not a traveler. You can be both. Yeah, have a plan and then follow it. Right? Follow it. Do not fall into the trap of being a map maker but not a traveler. 2018 is going to be here before you know it. And 6 weeks is a lot of freaking time. You can create confidence and progress and new habits and pride and all sorts of amazing things. Do not wish these 6 weeks away, but break the pattern of later, later, later. Because if that is your pattern now, it will be your pattern in 2018, even if you have the desire to change. Because, hello, sound familiar? Let's break the pattern now, today, today, today. In fact, tag me on Instagram. Use the hashtag Primal Potential or tag me at Elizabeth Benton. And let's see what you're doing each day to win the day, to begin each day, to begin in each moment, to win each moment, to choose to make the most of every single day. To begin in each moment, to be present in each moment, and to be moving towards your best self and your highest potential in every moment. Big thank you again, because it is Thanksgiving here where I am in the United States today, to all of you for listening. Thank you in advance to all of you that are going to go today and take that 30 seconds to leave a rating and review in iTunes. Thank you especially to all of you who have already done so. And last reminder, the first Fat Loss Fast Track of 2018 kicks off in early January, and registration will open up to the wait list first in mid-December. You get on the wait list by going to primalpotential.com/wait18. primalpotential.com/wait18. I am making big changes to the Winter Fat Loss Fast Track, and I hope you are a part of it. Make sure you're on the wait list. If you've got questions, let me know. I hope you have an amazing holiday, and I will talk to you soon. Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.